Can you briefly explain what EagleNet is?
EagleNet is a consortium, a cooperative, intergovernmental agency that's focused specifically on telecommunications, on middle mile infrastructure here in Colorado.
So what's middle mile for those who don't quite understand that?
I think the best analogy is a highway analogy because, you know, that gets away from the bits and the bytes and the things that causes people's eyes to glaze over. But essentially, we're putting in a data interstate that's not in place presently. It's both fiber optic and microwave. So we're bringing a gigabit network to 170 communities across Colorado. And this is a contiguous network, which means you can do a lot of things on this network without even using the internet. So in simple terms, we're providing that interstate highway that's been lacking.
How is this project funded?
The project's funded through the NTIA, and that's from the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act.
So stimulus money?
That's correct. And it's kind of the way I relate this to people and understand it's real similar to the interstate highway system being built back in the 50s. This is something that there's no other way that this would get done. There's no profit in it, or it would have already been completed. Much of this network is in areas that are unprofitable. We designated school districts as the target because there's a correlation between where school districts are located and where people live. So there's an equity component that brings into it. And it sounds like a lot of money, $100 million, but when you're trying to address all the problems with broadband in Colorado, it just scratches the surface. So it's really about a beginning, and that from here, we're going to be able to move forward to make additional additions, improvements to this network. So this grant enabled us to begin the EagleNet Alliance, this intergovernmental entity that will own this network.
EagleNet is not an actual internet provider, but this should enable more connectivity and possibly even more affordable connectivity. Can you explain how EagleNet will interface with existing internet providers?
Well, the most important thing about what we're doing is that we have an open access network, which means that anybody can get on, any commercial provider can utilize this network if they come into an agreement with it, so that they can provide services down to the community level for ISPs existing in their communities. And although the school districts are the target of the fiber optic connection or microwave connection into each community, we also provide excess bandwidth to internet service providers and carriers so that they can provide additional bandwidth to their customers in these communities. So what we are seeing is, number one, we're driving costs of internet down, of bandwidth. Number two, they don't have to invest in the middle mile infrastructure that there's no profit in investing. So we're seeing new carriers coming into markets because they can get there without the investment of the middle mile, which has kept them out.
So what's the progress of this project so far?
Well, we're in the final year of implementation, and the core network or peering ring goes around the state. It runs from Denver across I-70 to Grand Junction, down to Durango, back across to Pueblo, up through Colorado Springs. That's the peering ring. And then all the peripherals go out from there to connect the different communities. So a lot of the focus this year has been on the peering ring. And most of our western slope construction has been completed. We'll finish that up next year. Our goal is to fiber all of 550 from Durango all the way to Grand Junction to put infrastructure and fiber optic backbone where people actually live.
And I know that there's been some criticism of this project that some of the fiber has gone in places that are already oversaturated, you could argue, or that have a lot of connectivity, whereas places like Silverton are sort of later in getting connected. What's your response to that?
Well, I think it's really based on misunderstanding that, first of all, our network is completely open, and the fiber that's out there right now is not. It's owned by some telecommunications concern. It's up to them to decide who uses it and how they use it. It's not enough to have fiber there. If we can't get onto that fiber, it's worthless to us. So we've saved quite a bit of money that we're using to improve the network by leasing fiber wherever we can. It's much cheaper to lease than it is to install it. So our network is going to serve many different customer bases out there because we have the ability to have this contiguous network. And the most important part of it, it's open access.
Why is broadband important?
Without information, our communities, especially rural communities in Colorado, are left behind and will continue to be further behind with each passing month. So this is an excellent way to make up a lot of that ground and to bring people into our communities that are location neutral, and they can contribute mightily to our communities as well as the educational resources we can bring in. There's so many different impacts that broadband will have for Colorado, and that's the most exciting part about this. It really is a frontier.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.